We're holding Siman and Gimel, Sif Yud Beis. Okay, this is interesting halacha. So we can't appoint a person to be the Shef Sibur that he pronounces his Aleph and his I as an Ayin or an Ayin as an Aleph. He doesn't differentiate between an Ayin and an Aleph. He can't appoint them as. So it's about the about Tfilah. The pronunciation of the letter ayin is a much deeper sound than the sound of an aleph, because an ayin is supposed to be pronounced, it's one of the groaniers, and so it's supposed to be a garden sound, and the aleph isn't. Your litzvach, you know. When we obey him, you talk about Rav Ashi, so you realize he was talking about, when he said Rav Asi, he meant Rav Ashi. So. Okay, if that's in that country, that's the way they speak, so then he can be the Sheikh He has some type of a difficulty with pronouncing the letters. He should not be the person who's much to the tzibur. So this is questionable. It seems that there's the person has he elongates or pronounces the words improperly, as long as he's not, he has a difficulty getting them out, but if he's still pronouncing them, eventually pronounces them correctly, that's not a reason not to appoint it. Lamaches, Ein and Alfin. What?
Being Kulam and Amrim Kach? How do you define Kulam?
That's a hard question. We don't live in a society which has a Kulam anymore. Like you know, if you lived in Lithuania, that was how people pronounced the sin, a shin. Right? So we have the, so for them that's the correct pronunciation.
So for that shul.
So now they come to America. In America, there's in your shul you have 5 litvaks and 10 svardim and 8 Hungarians. I don't know. There's nobody else regard to the other standards, characteristics of the person, qualities of the person. He's the right person, but he has difficulty pronouncing these letters. You can still put him. If he can eventually get out the ches properly, even though it'll be a little bit difficulty, so it's a little bit, it's a shekel terech of the tibura, so that you'll say, since there's nobody else who's on the caliber of that person, so you'll appoint him. You can't give him a contract, because maybe tomorrow you'll get somebody who won't have this problem. So right now we allow him to be the Sheikh Tzibur. So you see from this point over here that we're not for that. Even Derech HaRoy, we don't put him as the Sheikh Tzibur, because he's not pronouncing things properly. The tale of the beer loch over here, Misha Kare. She says, "I look over seven kuchen ches betas if cut lamed. The makeup was ever zaneno shein roy for am mafkinim bezet. And I in an aleph, it's a very common problem that we don't differentiate. So that he's makeup on that." And that's not that we're allowed to. So at least for Ashkenazim, that's an option. Okay.
He doesn't mention the S and the Puff.
No. The issue was the problem was he mentioned before was Mishabur was the Ches and the Hay, because there's a difference between the Ches. That we have plenty of people which are mafkin between the Ches and the Hay. Right, but an I and an Aleph for Ashkenazim, it's the same sound. So he's making on that. Okay. We're about to start Sefer Gimel. Siman Nun Gimel, Sefer Gimel.
Does the Gemara speak about the difference between the Chaf and the Ches? Like it does
the more it seems, the Gemara's mind, the Chaf and the Ches have no shaykhs one to the other, it sounds like.
No.
Yud Gimel. Poicheach. So what is a poicheach? Who Misha Bigdoy Karua was also begulim Lagar Lefneateva. He should be wearing proper clothing when he goes down for the omit. So if his arms are visible, he can't be a shtef tzibur to mispal. Now, Shabura Lamates, so Uzur Oysob, Gam Ksefev, it means his shoulders and his arms. Okay. So he can't be the person who's Armin Lefnei HaTeva. This halacha over here, I think is a Masechta Sofrim. This is Gemara Megillah. Okay, it's Gemara Megillah. Okay. Now, the Mishabura, Lefnei HaTeva. Lefnei HaTeva means they also Sheikh Tzibur Lispala. For Chazor Sashat, he cannot be the Sheikh Tzibur. However, that's a loch in the Chazor Sashat. So, a parasu al Shema Levat, he could say Boruchu and leave Birchus Kriya Shema. But he cannot. He's also not the Karbatar. So there have person. We do have a requirement of a higher level of dress for Chazor Sashat and for Kriya Satara. This interesting thing. We don't do this. I mentioned the only time that I saw Sibur which did that, where you have two different Bali Tfilo, one for Kriya Shema and one for Chazor Sashat. So there's a minyan in Cleveland where it's a Vesikim minyan. So one person he likes to daven long shemoneh esrei, but he likes to lead the tefillah, and he's the one who's always, you know, the kibbeh of his mom to get the nates at the proper time. So he starts brachas every day. Every day he says brachas, kabbonis, sukkah, zimra, boruchu, brachas, kriya shema, and right before brachas to Hashem, he walks away from the almond, he goes to his seat, and nobody stands for the almond, and then about 7-8 minutes later, somebody else starts to do the shabbos. There's no luck of the same person. Right? So they split the two. So you can split the two. So for that halacha priest of Shema, so that could be done by a person who his clothing is not as covered properly. But because there's a shot, you need a person that's immediately say amelach. Such as immediately amelach, you can't be standing in such a, can't be representing the zebra standing like that in front of the melach. Okay.
Why is Shmona Esrei? Why is the silent Amidah different?
So actually, we'll see when we get to Hilchos Tefila that even a person who's in silent Shmona Esrei does have a lach. He has to be fully covered. Okay.
Is the Shechina out by Kriyas HaTorah? Like it is by Shmona Esrei?
No, but it's Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah. It's the words of it's the words of your Creator being read by you. Yeah. Okay. Yudalad. Sif Yudalad. Suma Yar Lifnei HaTeva. So Suma can be made to the Tzibur Lichi Yovim. Because we pass in that a Suma is Chayv and Mitzvus. Bavachal Yikr Batar. We have a difficulty having him be the Balkare. Because he's not reading from the Sefer. He might know Balpet. I think I mentioned to you that I had a Harusa one summer on the seat program. I had a Harusa a young man was blind from birth. He knew most of Tanakh Bal Peh. He learned through, you know, through Baruch Hashem. They had, then they ready. This is in 1993. They already had a computer program which you could scan the written word and it would print it out in Braille for him. Well, it wouldn't print it out. It was actually, there was like a pad, and like the same way you have, you know, the screen would keep refreshing itself. The lines of Braille would keep refreshing itself. It would make a line of raised, you know, he'd read it, and then it would read, as he finished them in a line, the next line would come up, and he kept reading like that. He could scan Swarim in that way, and do Hebrew Braille for him. At that point in time, they only do English. Eventually, he was able to do Hebrew also. And when I would learn with him, he would type in Braille. He would type Braille as I was learning with him, Shnayas, and then he'd read it back to me. If you were sitting in the back of the room, you didn't see what was going on, you would think he was sighted. That's how quick he was. But he can't. He's being carved from Torah Baal Peh. Nemal of Suma. I feel the Mishayin, even though he's blind in both eyes. The Chayav Cholmitz is Minotar. He's Chayav Cholmitz is the Raisa. The Chayav and Kerban of the Behuda. We pass like the Behuda holds that Suma's potter from Mitzvah Zasei. We don't pass like the Behuda. We pass like the Chacham. Okay. Somebody else of the same caliber, so he should not be the one who's about Tfila. If there's somebody of the same caliber, he shouldn't be the one who leads the Tfila, even if he's only blind in one eye. So he says over there the argument of a mum. It's like you bring a korban. You send the nicest thing. So it's a shekel insult in the Chodesh Baruch, and you send somebody who has a mum. That's not called the mum for these purposes. And nearly the after the divrei achavas yoyer, hanu rakshon lamanos lechatchila. I will lo the salkum sheikh sibra im nasa sumer. A person who was appointed as a sheikh sibra and eventually became blind doesn't lose his position. Okay. New case. Sheikh sibra sheyesh kavedus says naimi has difficulty hearing. Shana shemei klal to the point that he can no longer hear. Masim kedusha kaveger to lo yesh sheikh sibra. He cannot be a sheikh sibra. He should not be a sheikh sibra. Even though we have a rule that when a person davens, even if he davens so quietly that he can't hear it, he's still yotze. So there's no requirement that you have to hear what you're saying. So this person who is has difficulty hearing can't hear what he's saying, but that's not ma'akev. But there is a law that you should be able to say loud enough that you can hear it. Even Shon Esrei, a person should say Shon Esrei loud enough that he can hear it. There is a Zohar which says that you should, that Shon Esrei should be said quietly. Even you yourself cannot hear your own Shon Esrei. But I'll read the Gemara. The person is supposed to say Shon Esrei loud enough that he can hear himself. So that's the Chachilah. So here's the person who reminded of the Shatz who can't fulfill that halacha because he can't hear himself. So we can't be mimman him as a shliach lechatchila.
This was the hearing.
If he could hear, it's fine.
Though he's through the bones, not through the ears.
But if he hears through the bones, not through the ears, Pasha, that would not work.
Hears through the bones.
You hear as you talk. You hear, there's vibrations. He can hear the vibrations. So there's impact on the ear through the vibrations.
That's why people don't recognize the voice when they hear the recording.
I'm sorry.
That's why people don't recognize themselves when they hear a recording of the voice.
Correct.
But the,
I think it sounds nicer than it really do.
The hearing aid situation.
Yeah.
What the individual is hearing is a, isn't it a redoing of his voice?
This is a hard question. Yes, a hard question. Ramosh is masupik about the status of the hearing through a hearing aid. And the place where they really dealt with the shadow, they were dealing with some type of a horn which gathered sound and then funneled it into the ear. So that's for sure, that's the real sound just being directed better. Modern day hearing aid, well, let's go back a step. Before the modern day hearing aid, in the non-modern with a hearing aid, the first generation or second generation hearing aid. The Marsha is Masufik. They could be that still called you're hearing your voice because. What happens is in the hearing aid there is the sound which is going in is there was a small diaphragm which would move based on the sounds which are coming in. We create an electrical impulse, and that electrical impulse would then go to an amplifier, which would then take that same sound, shake it again, and send it in. Right? So there's two diaphragms, one for the hearing and one for the reproducing, with an electrical impulse in between. So Russia says, how does all hearing work? I mean, I'm putting words under Russia's mouth. Right? You don't hear me. Scientifically, what happens when I make a sound, I make molecules move, and those make other molecules move, and make other molecules move until that sound reaches your ears, makes your eardrum move at a certain frequency based on what I said. So, you know, what are you hearing? You're hearing this wave, movement of molecules, which causes other ones to move. So, Marcia says, so mehekel teis is any different if you do that through the medium of air, you do it through the medium of, you know, like this, and then electricity going like this, and then doing the same thing at the end. Maybe it's the same thing. He's specific about it. Shem Zalman is very adamant that it's not. The Nafkin according to Moshe is really, that's a microphone. That's all the microphone is. The microphone is that the sound going in, the diaphragm, and sending electrical impulse, and then having an amplifier somewhere doing the same thing. It's exactly a microphone. So according to Moshe, there's a possibility you can be able to, you know, all of your Tiyuvay Shmiya through a mic. Shem Zalman is a very strong truth that you're not good at all. Once it comes to electrical impulse, it's not. That the sound anymore. Later on, the machine is making some sound, but it's not the human being making sounds anymore. It's not Miyukas back to the human being, and you're not Yotze at all. So you hear Chris Megillah through a hearing aid, you'll not be Yotze here. So you have to, you know, if a person can hear without his hearing aid, if he stands very close, he's able to do that. If he can't hear at all, he's a novice. He has to read himself. It's only Yotze. Because then he has it. He knows you're Yotze, so he should have to learn how to read it himself. He's reading himself. So flying it to the Moitz of the Tzibur, which a Bini Abed, he was actually also his yachts. The Moshe is masuping even like a kilo. Maybe that's called the hearing aid. So it's hard to say you broke to a hearing aid. You know, and again, we're talking about a person who's relying solely on the hearing aid. A person is able to hear without it a little bit. That's, you know, not a problem. But a person who's relying solely on the hearing aid, even that would still be more. Okay, so you can't be karbataro because the problem of the rosh we to pet. Okay, now so we're there. So now the issue is the assumed getting an aliyah. So what's the issue? Because we know that when someone gets an aliyah, it's supposed to read along. So there's actually a stira in the two simanim over there, Hebrew Shkiyas Torah. One says that a suma can't get an aliyah because he can't read along inside. One says that one sip says a suma is allowed to get an aliyah because the biyotza with Shemei Ka'ina from the Balkari. The Balkari is reading inside. He's reading Shemei Ka'ina, which means even though he's not reading along, that's fine. The problem is the Mechaber says earlier that if a person gets an aliyah and he doesn't read along, his bracha is a bracha lamatola, which means he doesn't want you to rely on Shemei Ka'ina. You have to read along. But the Ramos, and the Mechaber says that the Ramos doesn't argue. The Ramos says the Sumah can get an aliyah because of Shemei Ka'ina. So that's the problem. We have to figure out what the local mice on that. Mice of the Ramos passes, at least for Ashkenazim, is that Sumah get an aliyah, which Pasha means the Ramos is passing, but yeah, but a person gets an aliyah and doesn't read along. Even without a good excuse, but Yevon is going to be Yotze. And that which Makarba says, the person doesn't read along is considered Rachel Matola, the Ramos, he has. has to argue that even more doesn't say a hagona. That's the problem. Why does Ramah speak up over there? Okay. It also gets involved in the famous Shiloh, Shemei Kohanah, how Shemei Kohanah works. Shemei Kohanah, the pshat is that I'm completely connecting myself to what you're doing. So you're reading from the Tzav. So I'm connecting to that deeper, which is the Tzav. Right? Or the pshat is that Shemei Kohanah means that Shemiah halakhically has the equivalent status of a deeper. So I'm being medaber. But I'm not being medaber to Tzav. I'm using my kayach of Shemiah, what I'm being Shemiah is like I'm being Moitzi. So I'm saying words. Through Shemiah, I'm saying words. But I'm saying words, not medaber to Tzav. So the pshat is I'm accepting to your deeper. So your deeper, you said a Shemiah that I'm using what you're saying. So that you're saying medaber to Tzav. Or the pshat is no, there's a kayach of Shemiah. Shemiah counts like deeper. The problem is by me, this Shemiah is a deeper with Abitach and Tzav. So Chazanit says, you have to say it the first way because I'm Yotzi Kiddush Shemiah Ka'ayna. I'm not having a curse in my hands. Right? Everybody has to create a Torah Shemiah Ka'ayna, the whole deeper. They don't say a Torah in front of them. So it has to be that I'm connecting to your deeper. So therefore the Chazanit says that if you have two Kahanim and one Ka'ayna, let's say he has difficulty pronouncing the words of Rechaz Kahanim, so they go up together and one Ka'ayna says to Rechaz, another Ka'ayna does listen to his Rechaz Ka'ayna, that's called Rechaz Kahanim.
So it's only a question, how much no?
Right? Because he was Shemekah. Right? Yeah, took on one saying and one listening. But the Brisker Rav says it's not called wrong. It's not a loud voice. Chazish says, yes, it is. He's using that guy's loud voice. So you hear that the Brisker Rav is learning that the Getter Shemekah is I'm saying something but very quietly. So Chazish says, I'm not saying something very quietly. I'm using your deep, which is very loud. It's like I'm using your Kriyamatech Aksab. And I'm using your Kiddush Alakais, so I'm using your but Mr. Rav has to answer the Chazanit's question. And Mr. Rav and the Chazanit have this very you said it's like a Machlokes in Shemei Kohanah. Okay. Tesvov. The rule is, like it's going to say in a second, that a person is asked to see, but their character is to refuse, and then they ask you again, you know, eventually your third time you accept. That's only applying to somebody who's not the person who's got a job. If you got a job, go to the oven. You don't have to wait. The Bir Locha raises the question that it sounds, the word is mashma that you know, that you don't have to you don't have to refuse, but you still have to have somebody tell you to go. Okay, fine. The Shabur Mem Gimel Bel Yamtin. You don't have to wait because they already have, as it were, told you earlier to do this.
So if you're not appointed, you shouldn't just jump up and.
Well, let's we'll see the next sif. Sif Tezai. Misha Eno Shef Sibur, however, Kavua, if he's not the Shef Sibur Kavua, so in the proper Derek here, it says, Sirach Lassar of Ma'at Kadim Shigar Lathayatev. He has to indicate that he's not running to do this, you know. At the Derek here, it says, they ask you, and you refuse a little bit. Will Yersimi die? But not too much. So how is that? El Pam Rishonim Masar. The first time they asked you, say, you know what? I'd rather not. Shimon El Pam, she says, you know, please. Make an answer. Kibosha Ritz. He says, you know what? Okay, maybe. Pam Shish is Yam. If Armor like shared who Adam Godel in a Masar of Leklal. But if the one who asked it is a person of stature, it's not proper to refuse him. So then the Derek Eretz is not to refuse. My Rebbe used to use that again. I don't like that for the Yam. Whenever my Rebbe would ask me, I would say yes. I have a choice. My Rebbe knew that. So whenever he needed somebody to get to the Almond with no one else wanted to go, he would say go. And I would say, yeah, I would do it. I don't know how many else said no to him.
Rebbe's explanation was the most.
You can't say Mr. Rebbe Legato, but you know, whatever. He used to use that to his advantage, shall we say. Okay. The Sari Mandalin. Sheikh Sibur Shalom Rotalius or Sheikh Sibur.
It worked except
for Kaimai. So I'm not sure exactly that he, you know, he doesn't want to do it anymore. He has somebody else to take over. He has a right to continue being l'shev tzibur. So he doesn't have to ask rishus. Without kmei alcohol and tzarek rishus, I will make l'shev tzibur shev tzarek l'tzibur rishus. He can't usurp the second fellow, but the kohol is still agreed that he should be the l'shev tzibur. So he doesn't need to reaffirm his right from them. He doesn't need to ask rishus on the second shev tzibur. King goes to Meshubas Yad Ilyo. He really should ask some type of rishus from the tzibur. It just basically means that he shouldn't be. He doesn't have to be masarev at all. By gadol, you're not masarev. Klau, mhei, they masarev in the gadol. Kosev b'tayis is so per examek the pesach and the v'davar gasus is sroris. But something which is a position of authority and power, even the person says, "Yo, I'm godly," you have a right to say, "I don't want to get involved with these type of things. I don't want to." That you're allowed to say, which doesn't apply to being much being a shev tzibur.
So, like, one does that yeshiva 8:45 mark. You're supposed to refuse them.
You know, the practice. Well, it depends who's asking you. But, I'm saying, but if the one exception to this halacha, we'll see in the next sif. Okay, Yitzayin. In Toshli Yitzibur B'Tzichon Lahamid Achratato. So the Shifter made a mistake, and he can't correct himself. So halacha is that somebody else will take over. Oysa Shemamidim Tachto Lo Yisor. In that situation, there's a tikkun b'tzibur at that point in time. I witnessed this one time. The chazan was nishtatek, but he lost his voice. When was it? It was. I remember who was davening. It might have been actually a yom in the roim tefillah. The pasha, like, he couldn't get words out anymore. So at that point in time, he's like, "Oh, I prefer not to. You get up and go. You know, they tell you go, you go. I don't want to. There's a tzidur chadetzibur in that situation. Okay. So in other words, any situation passes where there's a clear tzidur chadetzibur at that point in time anymore. Like, you know, they've been trying to find somebody down for the omen, and you're the fifth person that they asked. I don't think whether there's any of Masara three times. You know, if the person asking you is the guy who's a shikul, you know, balalocha, so what's sitting there? I forgot who was doing it. Danny Kramer says, you know, please go. Okay, good, three times. You know. Okay. Yudkes, interesting Allah. Okay. Omer, any yard rate, if they outsave him, he refuses. Why is he, what's his reason why he refuses? Yamachim to give a reason. Right? But he gives a reason. You know what? I don't want to go to Vadoma because, like, you know, I'm wearing outlandish clothing. And they should be Godite Savuyan. I've colored, I'm wearing colored garments. So I don't want that for the omen. Right? May shebaragla is sandal. Wearing sandalim. Lo yered bois tefila klal. So that's it. We don't say, you know, we don't keep trying him. We're just like, okay, fine, no problem. We're not using you. Why? Ibnay shederach apikursim lahak bid bekach. Hashin Hashem apikursim nizukul boy. He doesn't get a chazak of being a bal apikurus, of being an apikurus for the future. In the situation, the tamei kodesh were introduced into Klal Yisrael by the apikursim. Let's watch on Gemara. Some people question that maybe there might have been a censorship issue, and that was introduced by the early Yashkenics, that they had certain hakpadas like that. So that's what it's referring to. So hakpadas, we don't push it. Even if he gives an explanation why he said it, he gives an excuse. It doesn't work for this tefillah, it doesn't work. Okay. Zat Mishabura, Mamvav, Loyarid, Afilo Im, whom he's carried, Akakak, where my Hirani, over with civilian. I'm ready to go dressed as is. Loshikinle, we don't let him. Bosit Tvilo, the Kimus of Shomano, Mimeno, Behedia, the rapid courses. I love Jayeliza Loisit Tvilo Levat. We're not establishing him that he has this, a real problem. Saying right now, because he had a strange idea, you know what, we don't use it right now. Amah, so he gave an excuse. Keep going. An explanation. Sha'omar should be diburoi. He said, truthfully, the proper way to present yourself in front of the melech, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is in white clothing. It's very nice, but you know, bikomokim kivin shatzibur bikshu mimenu lispal lelehem kaz. The tzibur saw him dressed as such, asked anyway. Lohayul aniyos sarv, kivin the midinah short mutter. These things are mutter. Why are you making new akpadas which don't exist? Kach mikadosh the davkim omer kach. In Achakach Omer Hamas, where do we not accept it? He refused, said an excuse. They said, "Oh, you're not going to go." Said, "Oh, well, I'll explain it to you." Okay, that's too late. Avo, imiyad kashom rasheni over b'tzulim over take of a time. She derech kavod l'Hashem kiim b'levon. Yeah, that he's still saying, "I don't have any sheet to issue. Just I think it would be nice if I go wearing, you know, nice, you know, very mechubidik clothing." Okay, so. That we understand that he's just trying to sing in the Acharitz, so there's no reason why he can't go. Okay. Let's do your test. We'll get the Mechaber in. We'll start the Mishabur. It's a long, lot of Mishabur, so let's get started. Yesh Moinen Ger Milio Shliach Tzibur. Some do not allow a Ger to be a Shliach Tzibur. Okay. We don't accept that opinion. Even one individual in the Tzibur saying, I'm not comfortable with this person being the person who's been right to me. Shmuel will say that means there's other options available. Somebody else could take the job instead. So he's just making problems, you know. And then he's saying, no, I really prefer A over B. However, if when they originally appointed him, they voted, you didn't stop, you can't change your mind later on. Now, he has to have a good reason why he's saying no. I don't like him. You know, that's not a good reason. There's a reason why I'm uncomfortable with it. And who decides whether it's a good reason or not? The type of year means the leaders of the community, the people who are responsible for the community acting properly, you know, functioning, will hear him out and decide if that's considered a valid reason or not. Otherwise, we're not going to allow one individual person just because he has some whatever. I don't like it to stop him from being the shisti. We're not going to allow that. Now, the imahu. Sorry, no.
Quite a difficult job.
However, if this is a known issue that these two individuals have enmity between the two of them, that's a problem. Because when the shisti goes up to the ombud, it says, I'm being with everybody except for Ployne, he's not with anybody.
But it doesn't say that. This is one way hatred. So, no, it doesn't say they hate each other.
You're right. It works both ways. So, I'm part of the Tzibur. I need this person to be Moitzimi. I don't want him to be Moitzimi. I don't want this guy who does, which I don't like. He doesn't like me to be Moitzimi. Therefore, I don't. Chachila, when they originally appointed, even though it's not Tom Hagun, it's just there's this hatred. But that's a chachila. But if he didn't say anything then, it's too late.
Same thing
you say
by a small
man. Fine. If there's enmity between the two individuals, he shouldn't get the leah when the Balkari is writing the Techa because he's thinking Yakacha, you know, he's thinking Yakacha, not how he wanted to think Yakacha. So we're not foolish to put the two of them together.
So the Balkari doesn't, the Mechavit doesn't hold by the Minhag that the Balkari gets a little bit.
Correct. He's not limited to that. Okay, let's see. Yes.
Nowadays, what is the Shliach Tzibor Motzi for the Tzibor?
Even nowadays, the Shliach Tzibor is with Motzi. Let's say, Marshall, there are certain scenarios where a person has a sulfate. So we say, well, it's better instead of repeating. You can yotze with the Shliach. There still are scenarios where he's being yotze with it.
But back in the day, it was Shmon Esrei?
There was much. Okay, the first issue is the ger. So let's see that. Bem test milyar shliach tzibor. Some people say ger can't be a shliach tzibor. The fee shem lo yucholam relakav usenu. He's not the god of our far for others. That's what the ger would say, and that's not right for him to say when but the tzibur. So he shouldn't be the shliach tzibur. Nun zayin, nun v'nidchul divrei. Sifkat nun v'nidchul divrei. Who yochel loymer gam came elokav v'sen. He could say elokav v'sen. He passed him. Why the Avraham nikra av hamoyin goyim? Can you see ki av hamoyin goyim l'satich? So he's a continuation. He is a spiritual heir to Avraham Avinu. Shliach Tzibor Mamzer. Totally be Mamzer because he Mamzer Kosher Lit to Tefillin. Kekos Shesh Nesu Dela the Fizel the Magen Rabbis Simon the Test the Kosher Shem Mordechai the Marshal the Mutal Lit to Tefillin. Neither Shliach Tzibor. So if you're Yosef you're there Master the Shliach Tzibor Lo Yia Tefillin the Shekosher the Shekshair. So they tie the two together. I'm not sure of the connection, what exactly the connection is, but the Rav Yosef in Yeridaya differentiates that Tzulim Ben Yavin is kosher, but he shouldn't be a Shliach Tzibor. Okay, then he says the next step is even Yochum Tzulim Ma'akev, and he writes to the Pliny. Basically, Sman has told me when he originally appointed this person to Shliach Tzibor, he has a right to say no. But Tom, Shariat Tfilas, Bemalkam, Atmidim, Tiknum. Call you so Yeshdom Chelik, but Tmidim. Everybody has a portion in that. So you can't be mocked by Corbin if I'm not agreeable to it. But if you agreed, was in a Yachid, so then one individual cannot take him out of his position. Furthermore, Gam Chasei Kohol cannot do it. Yechel Maviroi. I feel a right to him, even though they'll pay him the full payment, whatever he was hired for, they can't kick him out. Kimishal also shall go, I can do nothing wrong. If they pay him off full severance for everything which he's missed, they take away from him, right with the call to sign they don't want him, that they're able to do. Now, says either the way they did it was the Rashiva Tuvah here, which is people which are or there was elections. Tuvah here wasn't done through elections. It was basically it was sort of like there's sort of like an understanding of the thought process of who should be the right people, or they would actually elect. So they elected these people. They basically gave over their rights to decide these issues at the moment of the election to these people. So you're being mishabi yourself to their decisions. So he can say, I don't want this person. If it's mishasi smanos, he can say it. Even one person. Any rights? No base. But the after sheyesh sheikh tzibur, sheikh tzibur achas yukol hakol askiru b'doma. But somebody else will be available for that price. Although ain't nobody nimsa, nobody else available. Or shuv nimsa el shabur lahisib b'doma. He wants more money. Yachil makol lemeloi ain't yodena lahisib. We can't add any more money. If you don't like this guy, you want to have somebody else be the sheikh tzibur. Fine, you pay for the difference. Elahu yosef mishaloi. You pay the difference. Even if he can prove that the second person is really better than the first person. and he's worth extra money. Still, you're right. He's worth extra money. We don't have extra money. We decided with A. You want B because he's so much better. Fine. Pay for it. And that's all talking about B'shas Nizman before he agreed to it. Okay. So let's hold it here. But I have to go.